This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. Meander is such a delicious word that one wants to say it out loud over and over. Meander. The name refers to an ancient crooked river in Asia Minor, but in fact all rivers worthy of the name meander, and none more than our own Mississippi. The Mississippi has been meandering since it was born a million years ago to carry meltwater from the Ice Age glaciers down to the Gulf of Mexico. That early Mississippi wandered over into central Iowa, creating a large lake that drained out at Keokuk. Later, it meandered over into Illinois to meet the Illinois River at the Great Bend of the Illinois River at LaSalle. Not until about 20,000 years ago did it wander over to the Quad Cities, where, on a whim, it turned west for 30 miles or so before heading south again, our own east-west example of Mississippi meandering. For the last 150 years, the Corps of Engineers has been trying to control all that meandering with locks, dams, and levees. You and I don't meander much anymore either. Children do it naturally. Our three children often took an hour to walk a block and a half home from Longfellow School. There were puddles to step in, ice skins to break, twigs to sail down gutters in the rain, spiders to watch, stones to turn over for slugs. But most of us, including my children, grow up and into work that discourages meandering as wasted time. We are all surrounded by our own locks and dams. We forget that a straight line is not always the shortest distance between two points. Our meandering imaginations often see connections between things that reason can't see. This is what Mark Twain learned from his stretch on the river, and it turned him into one of America's great writers. His best pieces of humor all meander. Let's all walk down to the Mississippi and take a refresher course in meandering. We can still meander a bit in the evenings or on weekends after work.
East-West River Fest continues until September 21st. Information is online at eastwestriverfest.com.